Hey, what's up? Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I've been thinking about procrastination this week and wondering why we do it. Well, I realized the root of procrastination in general is fear. Fear that we're not good enough, that we're not going to perform good enough, that we're going to let someone down. Wow, right? In her book, Big Magic, Elizabeth Gilbert talks about fear and how we need to put fear in the backseat and never, ever let it drive. Fear is along for the ride, and we have to make the choice to dance with the fear, to understand the fear, but to never, ever let it make choices for us. Many of you have told me you want to write a book or start a business or tackle that mountain of laundry or get your garage organized or whatever it is. These projects can seem just completely overwhelming. Often we're afraid that we don't even know where to start or that it's going to take forever or that we'll never finish it. There's a lot of unknowns in that formula. Well, we can tackle the fear by breaking it down into bite-sized pieces. So if you wanted to organize the garage, it might begin by purchasing some totes or getting some hooks on the walls, just sitting in the space and visualizing where you want everything to go, creating a picture in your mind first, then writing a list of every component. And then writing down how long each component will take and then breaking it out. Okay, I see that I have about 5 hours of work here. And if I give it 2 hours a weekend for the rest of the month, I'll be done before the end of the month. And then you break it down and go for it, chunk by chunk by chunk. So that's called chunking. It helps reduce the fear because you become knowledgeable about all the pieces. Now, it's so funny, but a lot of times when we're procrastinating, we will get really busy with other things. We actually avoid the thing we want to do most or need to do most by staying busy with all these other things. And moms, we are so guilty of this. Oh, well, the kids need me to read a book. And then they need me to read about 5 books. And then, oh gosh, I need to go do the dishes. Oh, look, the floor is dirty. I need to sweep it. And then I never quite get around to writing that book I want to write. So what is it for you? What's that big thing you want to do that's kind of gnawing at you? Maybe intuitively you know you need to do that thing, that it's the next step for you in your life, but you stay busy to avoid it. I want to challenge you to make 2 columns on a sheet of paper. And in the left column, write down all the things you're procrastinating. And in the right column, write down what you're afraid of. Go clear to the root of it. For example, maybe you've always wanted to write a book, and then you think about your fear. Well, I'm afraid people will laugh at it. I'm afraid my mom will mock me because who am I to have such big britches? Or I'm afraid that I just won't be good enough. It will be terrible. Lots of fears. Write them down and get really clear. Maybe you procrastinate going to the gym because you're afraid you won't stick with it. And then you'll feel like even more of a failure. There's so many things behind that, but you need to get crystal clear on them. Then, one by one, just sit with that fear. You know, fear is along for the ride. It's always going to be a part of your journey, but you're never going to let it drive. So you sit with that fear. You're like, okay, that is scary, but let's take it all the way to the worst case scenario. So everyone hates my book. They say I'm a crappy writer. Maybe someone calls me up and screams, your book sucks. Or maybe someone gives me a review of the book in the newspaper and I'm ashamed. Take it all the way to the worst case scenario and sit in that place. And that's the place where you'll realize, you know what? I can still handle it. I can handle all of that. And I'll still know I'm good enough because I tried. I would rather fail 20, 30, 40 times than never try at all, because failure is an amazing teacher. Fear, on the other hand, is not a great teacher. It just tries to stop us. And then we're not making any journey at all. So that's my challenge for you today. Write down everything you're procrastinating, list the fears that are associated, and then sit down and sit with your fear, taking it all the way to the worst case scenario and realizing you can handle that. That way you know fear is along for the ride and you can put it in the back seat instead of the driver's seat and go forward. And that is my challenge for you today. And I want to let you know, if you want support on your journey of doing those things that maybe you're a little afraid of, or those things that you know will make you happier, but you just need a little support, join us in the Vibrant Happy Women Academy, where I will support you every step of the way. All right, my friends, this has been fun. Put fear in the backseat and make it a phenomenal week with less procrastination and more amazingness. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenryday.com.